This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, April 24th, 2021. We're in hour one of the broadcast, and I wanted to say a special thanks to Richard Carey, sitting in for me last week and the week before. I think that's the first time in a 13-year period, actually. I've been on RBN 13 years, if you can believe that, since 2012. I've got to be one of the old-timers, right, that I've missed two broadcasts back-to-back. But it's unfortunate. Just something that is happening at the moment. Hopefully it'll all be cleared up soon enough, and I will be back on my regular schedule. But again, I thought Richard done a great job and guest, and I wanted to say a special thanks to him. Also, we're going to skip around a lot of news, of course. This past week, the Devin Chauvin trial. I don't think anyone in this audience was probably in any way surprised by the verdict. You know, one of the things that he was never accused of through that was in any way, shape, or form being racist. Of course, convicted on all three counts. Caught a little bit of the Glenn Beck show one morning. They were saying that he would spend his time in isolation in prison. It's pretty much a life sentence. And then today, or I guess rather it might have been yesterday, Fox News reported the DOJ is mulling charges against Derek Chauvin for a 2017 arrest involving a 14-year-old boy. The U.S. Justice Department is mulling whether to charge now convicted former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin in connection with a 2017 incident in which he allegedly violently handled a 14-year-old boy and used his knee to hold the teenager down for almost 17 minutes, according to a report. ABC News cited a source in reporting that Minnesota prosecutors had tried in the months leading up to the Chauvin's trial to include video evidence from at least one of his prior arrests, but the judge ultimately denied the request. So I just thought that was interesting. I mean, he's looking at life in prison, basically. I mean, he hasn't been sentenced yet, I understand that, but the Department of Justice apparently is combing through his history to see what other charges that they can prosecute him for. So I just I mean I guess there's probably no surprise in this audience either to that one, but it's just amazing what we're seeing unfold in this country, and that is just, you know, the tip of the iceberg. I wanted to mention several things just quickly. The Andrew Carrington Hitchcock broadcast April 19th with Paul English. Someone sent this to me. There's Chris and there's a John out there that sent me a lot of various videos and audio recordings and broadcasts, and especially to them when I have a chance. And I'll listen to a lot of things I may well have missed, and that was a very good broadcast. In fact, Henderson's been doing an excellent job. Okay, yeah, and I'm getting a big echo. I mean, the mother of all this is saying. How about now? Okay, I think what I'm going to do at the break, I'm going to have to adjust some audio settings in the computer. I'm like the mother of the echoes here. So we shall pretty. I think what we'll do, I was going to play a video sharing a tin penny, and it's about 6 minutes long. It'll give me time to look into this. So I tell you what, let's go ahead and play. This is sharing 10-penny earlier. I believe in this. We'll play that audio right now. It's audio. Sam, go ahead.
I've mapped out now with this paper I looked at last night. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 mechanisms of action of how this vaccine is going to kill people.
Wow, will you send that? Will you send that to me?
Yeah, I can send that to you.
That would be great. Yeah.
I can send it to you later. And it all relates to when you inject this messenger RNA, when you inject this vaccine, the messenger RNA starts to code for the spike protein.
And this is what they're focusing on, too. Go ahead.
That's the whole thing. It's all they focused on, including the fact that the NIH is now fighting with Moderna over patent rights because you can't patent anything that's out in nature, so they had to manipulate the spike protein in order to be able to patent it and then make an antibody to the spike protein.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this anti-spike protein antibody, this antibody is deadly. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely deadly. And the first three papers that I went through, I found that one of the things that the spike protein does is it directly attacks lung tissue and breaks it down. The second thing that it does is inhibits your M2 macrophages, which are your anti-inflammatory macrophages, so you get cytokine storm and you die. Mm-hmm. The third is that when that messenger RNA goes in and then that make an antibody to that, it binds it loosely, carries it into cell, and causes permanent replication. So it's like having an on button with no off button. Mm-hmm. So you're constantly making this little piece of protein to develop more spike proteins against it to make more destruction. And then with this paper that I read last night of this anti-spike protein, it attacks the astrocytes and the oligodendrocytes, which are two different types of cells in your brain.
Wow.
Two different types of central nervous system. Mm-hmm. It attacks the inner mitochondria membrane mm-hmm. in two different mechanisms, and it attacks this neurofilament proteins, which are the motor nerves, which suddenly we've seen those people on the videos that after the vaccine, it's because the spike protein antibody is affecting their motor neurons and their central nervous system ones. And then the number one primary symptom that people have after they get this vaccine is debilitating fatigue, that they can't even function in the main part of their life. Well, it's because that spike protein antibody attacks the mitochondria. And it attacks the GAD65, which is the intracellular antigen inside of your mitochondria. And it can also attack your pancreas. If you're diabetic, it'll make your diabetes worse. If you're not diabetic, it can cause you to have diabetes. Mm-hmm. Stiff person syndrome, cerebellar ataxia, which is that thing that you're watching people not be able to walk. It also attacks, in the experiment that they did, They took different tissue antigens like skin and lung and all this other stuff. Then they dropped the serum that had the antibody in it on it. 27 out of 55 of the tissue types reacted adversely to the spike protein and the spike antibody.
Mm-hmm.
So you get this vaccine. You create this antibody, and that's why in the most recent VAERS report came out this week, 181 mm-hmm. deaths already that have been reported. And when you start reading through them, you can, now that you kind of lay out what these antibodies do, you can see it right in the VAERS report what has happened to these people. Yeah. And it's the anti-spike antibody that's attacking them. And that's why the most number of deaths occurred about 19 days after the injection, because it takes a while to develop the antibody response. It doesn't happen like this, right? Mm-hmm. Unless you have an anaphylactic reaction, probably to the polyethylene glycol, unless you have an immediate reaction to it, the delayed reaction is going to take, and it's going to start, it takes a while. It says 19 days. I talked to a bunch of epidemiologists in Europe, and they said that it takes about 48 weeks to really see the most profound effects of autoimmune disease.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that, too.
This is going to be absolutely I mean, when I first mm-hmm. found the first four mechanisms of action, mm-hmm. I said to a few friends of mine, I said, this is a perfectly designed kill machine.
It is.
Perfectly designed. Yes. Because and the other thing is with that replicating thing, because of the vaccine, you're going to see mutants. Mm-hmm. And so now we're all talking about all the mutants. And I said, you know, the one thing they're not asking these people who've been diagnosed with this mutant strain is, have you had one of the not approved yet vaccines?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's putting that together.
Yeah.
So, yes, that's right. So 48 weeks, it's somewhere between 48 weeks, which is about a year,
yeah.
to 6 months, 6 to 7 months, and a couple of years into the future,
mm-hmm.
you know, as people. So like what you were talking about, the girl with the meningitis vaccine, this is going to be even worse. So people have got to make some serious spiritual decisions about
yes.
this, Sarah.
Yes.
You know,
this
some
is
very serious spiritual decisions. Are you going to say, oh, I want to get the vaccine so I can get on an airplane or so I can mm-hmm. go out to eat or I can keep my job? That gets a little harder.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can go to continue in professional school,
mm-hmm.
which gets a little bit harder.
Right.
So you have to, people are going to have to start making some really hard spiritual decisions about this.
Okay. I guess that's the end of it. How are we doing, Sam? Okay, I still got the echo, but I guess I can deal with that. So maybe the break. We shall see. Also in the news, you're probably aware, you saw where Israel was attacking Syria after a supposed attack. You know, I can't remember. It's probably been 3 or 4 weeks ago. I was reading the story. It was either AP or most likely it was probably RT. But it was about the ecological disaster that's going on in Syria. This goes totally unreported. I mean, there's just oil everywhere. But much to my surprise, this past week, NBC News ran a story, and they were showing like playgrounds in Syria just dripping in oil running into the waterways. And this, of course, this is the product of the endless wars in Syria that we all are aware of. And but it is a true disaster that gets no reporting whatsoever. And like I say, much to my shock, NBC News actually covered that story. So I wanted to share that. First, William Kelly of the Norfolk Police has been fired by the department after he anonymously donated to the Legal Defense Fund of Kyle Rittenhouse. Now, how about for a story? Who says he shot multiple anti-rioters in Canoe? Story about Kyle Rittenhouse. But on Friday, The Guardian reported that the Christian crowdfunding site GiveSend Cup had been subject to a data breach, with the leftist hacking organization distributed denial of secrets publishing the breach on the site. One of the fundraisers on the site was the Legal Defense Fund of Kyle Rittenhouse, a teenager who defended himself against multiple anti-rioters during the violent clashes in Kenosha. Last year, Rittenhouse stands accused of the murder of two of those he allegedly shot, with a third having survived the encounter. In a report, in reporting the data breach, The Guardian highlighted the number of public officials who claimed donated anonymously, with the breach linking emails to the donations and messages. One of those who donated to Rittenhouse Legal Defense Fund was allegedly Sergeant William Kelly of Norfolk Police Department in Virginia. God bless. Thank you for your courage. Keep your head up. You've done nothing wrong, Kelly allegedly wrote, which is $25 donation. Every rank and file police officer supports you. Don't be discouraged by the actions of the political class of the law enforcement leadership. And for this, he was fired. And so it's just incredible where we find ourselves, where you don't have any rights whatsoever to supposedly support whomever you would like to in whatever cause, unless it's the cause or the direction in which the establishment now demands that you support. And I mean, it's really blowing my mind to the level that we've seen this digress in an extremely short time. I mean, we've seen a complete rigging of the 20, 2020 election, and of course, mainstream media, laptop prostituted media, singing at concert the same song. She's saying there's nothing to see here, even though more evidence comes out. This audience knows beyond a shadow of a doubt the reality of the situation in which we find ourselves in and the reality of the 2020 election. But I'm just here to tell you, to me personally, having been on the media since 2012, having been here for 9 years, the changes that we have seen underway in the last 12 months is practically startling. While I was doing the serious work, I was a little looking into some of the information about ecological disasters. EcoWatch.com ran a story. Now, this will never be in mainstream media. This probably has gotten no reporting whatsoever. Last week, mainstream media outlets gave minimal attention to the news that the U.S. Naval Station of Virginia Beach had spilled an estimated 94,000 gallons of jet fuel into a nearby waterway less than a mile from the Atlantic Ocean. While the incident was by no means as catastrophic as some other pipeline spills, it underscores an important yet little-known fact. U.S. Department of Defense is both the nation and the world's largest polluter. How about that? EcoWatch running a story that the U.S. Department of Defense is the world's largest polluter. While we go around the world, thinking is telling everyone else what they should and could do. Producing more hazardous waste than the five largest U.S. chemical companies combined, the U.S. Department of Defense has left its toxic legacy throughout the world in the form of depleted uranium, oil, jet fuel, pesticides, foliants, agent arms, and lead, among other things. U.S. military bases, both domestic and foreign, consistently rank among some of the most polluted places in the world. The components of jet, rocket fuel contaminants, sources of drinking water, aquifers, soil, hundreds of military bases can be found on the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's list of Superfund sites that qualify for cleanup grants by the government. So isn't that interesting? While we march around the world with the white hat, starting wars to save the peace, we create these ecological disaster sites that require Superfunds to clean up the mess that made in other countries, and no reporting of this in America. Almost every military site in this country is seriously contaminated. John D. Deagle, a retired Michigan congressman, war veteran, told Newsweek in 2014, Camp Lejeune in Jacksonville, North Carolina, is one such place. Lejeune's contamination became widespread and even deadly after its groundwater was polluted with a sizable amount of carcinogens from 1993 to 1987. However, it was not until this February that the government allowed those exposed to chemicals at Lejeune to make official compensation claims. Numerous bases abroad have also contaminated local drop water supplies, most famously the Kadena Air Force Base in Okinawa. In addition, the U.S., which has conducted more nuclear weapon tests than all other nations combined, is also responsible for the massive amount of radiation that continues to contaminate many islands in the Pacific Ocean. The Marshall Islands, the U.S. dropped and 60 nuclear weapons between 1946 and 1948, and a particularly notable example, inhabitants of Marshall Island and nearby Guam continue to experience an exceedingly high rate of cancer. Now this, my friends, would be news. This, my friend, if you had a real media in America, they would report this type of information, but they don't. And what we'll do at the break, I'm going to change headsets to them, and we'll also reboot Skype. One of the most recent testaments to the U.S. military's horrendous environmental record is Iraq. U.S. military action there has resulted in the desertification of 90% of Iraq territory, crippling the country's agricultural industry and forcing it to import more than 80% of its food. U.S. use depleted uranium in Iraq during the Gulf War also caused a massive environmental burden. The Iraqis, we were reporting on that way back, way back, and it was considered at that time to be like a conspiracy theory to even discuss depleted uranium. Now, fast forward, it is all just out in the open, but of course, there's not going to be any consequences. for it. U.S. military's policy of using open air burn pits to expose the base of the 2003 invasion has caused a surge of cancer of U.S. servicemen and Iraqi servicemen. Coming up on three specific issues fixed back at home.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
All right, We're back on the Alternative Media Fan in the studio. We're going to do it by telephone, and I'm going to start over on this story because I wanted to get it in. And Sam, you can let me know via the chat if everything is all right. I was talking about the ecological disaster in Syria that no one reports, and I was doing a little looking into that. Like I say, I was shocked that I think it was RT or AP ran a story about it. And then, that was a couple of weeks ago, and then this past week, NBC News actually ran a story and was showing the oil just seeping out of the ground, oil in the waterways, children in playgrounds in oil. It was unbelievable. I mean, this would be a big story if you had a legitimate media, for sure. And then, hey, when I'm having problems, that calling me on the phone is absolutely of no help, okay? If you're not aware of that, calling me while I'm on RBN having problems is not a help, okay? So anyway, we're going to go to the story, EcoWatch.com. U.S. military is world's biggest polluter. Last week, mainstream media outlets gave minimal attention to the news that the U.S. Naval Station in Virginia Beach had spilled an estimated 94,000 gallons of jet fuel into a nearby waterway less than a mile from the Atlantic Ocean. Now, you would think that would be news, right? Of course you would. While the incident was no means as catastrophic as other pipeline spills, it underscores an important yet little-known fact that the U.S. Department of Defense is both the nation's and the world's largest polluter. Producing more hazardous waste than the five largest U.S. chemical companies combined, the U.S. Department of Defense has left its toxic legacy throughout the world in the form of depleted uranium, oil, jet fuel, pesticides, defoliants like Agent Orange, and lead, among others. In 2014, the former head of the Pentagon's environmental program told Newsweek that her office has to contend with 39,000 contaminated areas spread across 19 million acres just in the U.S. alone. How about that? This is why we have all of these military bases, about 500 military bases in 100 different countries, and that's probably conservative, you know, going around the world, starting the wars to save the peace. And this is the result, not only in our country, or not only in their country, but in our country too. U.S. military bases, both domestic and foreign, consistently rank among some of the most polluted places in the world, with components of jet and rocket fuel, contaminant sources of drinking water, aquifers, and soil. Hundreds of military bases can be found on the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's list of Superfund sites, which qualify for government cleanup grants. Almost 900 of the nearly 1,200 Superfund sites in the U.S. are abandoned military facilities or sites that otherwise support military needs, not counting the military bases themselves. Almost every military site in the country is seriously contaminated. John D. Dingell, a retired Michigan congressman and war veteran, told Newsweek in 2014, Camp Lejeune in Jacksonville, North Carolina, is one such base. Lejeune's contamination became widespread and even deadlier after its groundwater was polluted with a sizable amount of carcinogens from 1953 to 1987. However, it was not until February that the government allowed those exposed to chemicals at Lejeune to make official compensation claims. Numerous bases abroad have also contaminated local drinking water supplies, most famously the Kadena Air Force Base in Okinawa. In addition, the U.S., which has conducted more nuclear weapon tests than all other nations combined, did you know that, is also responsible for the massive amounts of radiation that continues to contaminate many islands in the Pacific Ocean. The Marshall Islands, where the U.S. dropped more than 60 nuclear weapons between 1946 and 1958, are a particularly notable example. Inhabitants of Marshall Islands and nearby Guam continue to experience an exceedingly high rate of cancer. The American Southwest was also the site of numerous nuclear weapon tests that contaminated large swaths of land. Navajo Indian reservations have been polluted by long-abandoned uranium mines where nuclear material was obtained by the U.S. military contractors. One of the most recent testaments to the U.S. All right, we're coming up on the break. I'll finish this on the other side. I got a lot of news I want to get in. We'll be back in a moment.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We're back on the Alternative Media, Baron in the studio, running down the insane news of the week. And I wanted to do this EcoWatch.com story because this is something that a lot of the RBN audience is completely aware, because people like myself reported it all through, I guess, 2009 forward, as information became available. But it was almost considered like a conspiracy theory if you talked about depleted uranium. The story goes on to say, one of the most recent testaments, now listen to this, to the U.S. military's horrendous environmental record is Iraq. The U.S. military action there has resulted in the desertification of 90% of the Iraqi territory. Was you aware of that? Crippling the country's agricultural industry and forcing it to import more than 80% of its food. The U.S. use of depleted uranium in Iraq during the Gulf War also caused a massive environmental burden for Iraqis. In addition, the U.S. military's policing, or the U.S. military's policy of using open-air burn pits to dispose of waste from 2003's invasion has caused a surge in cancer among U.S. servicemen and Iraqi civilians. While the U.S. military's past environmental record suggests that its current policies are not sustainable, This has in no means dissuaded the U.S. military from openly planning future contamination of the environment through misguided waste disposal efforts. Last November, the U.S. Navy announced its plan to release 20,000 tons of environmental stressors, including heavy metals and explosives, into the coastal waters of the U.S. Pacific Northwest over the course of this year. The plan laid out the Navy's Northwest Training and Testing Environmental Impact Statement fails to mention that these stressors are described by the EPA as known hazards, many of which are highly toxic at both acute and chronic levels. The story goes on, but it's just incredible the disaster, the ecological disasters that the U.S. military has committed around the globe and in America, and, you know, practically no reporting whatsoever. I wanted to get this in quickly, and I got a whole stack of news here. When you get off on the wrong foot like this, it just seems like it's hard to pull it back together sometimes. But anyway, I had the opportunity this past week. I needed to visit someone that was in the hospital, and I, even though I've been in many doctor's offices and had to take someone to hospitals to have x-rays or test run, I've really not visited in the hospital. And so I was going to a big hospital in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and I was there for a while. I was there, I've been a couple of times. But anyway, I go to the hospital, I park, and I go out of the parking deck to go in the main entrance, just the way I'm familiar with at this hospital. And all of the doors had signs on them that said no entrance. All of the doors. But it didn't have any instructions on how to get into the hospital. No arrows, nothing. Just doors locked. Now, and this is a big hospital. Now, probably by, you know, Tony in Chicago's standards, it's not a big hospital. But to me, it's a big hospital. So I'm just walking around, checking on doors, looking for directions, nothing. You know, walk around this big hospital a long way. And finally, I see someone coming out of one of the doors, and I ask them, and they tell me, they said, the only way you can get in is through the entrance at the parking deck where I had parked. But there was no sign saying that's where you had to enter. So anyway, I walk all the way back, and now you guys, probably a lot of people know this. I did not know. You go in, they have the little stickers on the floor. You have to stand 6 feet apart. You have to have a mask on. They take your temperature, then they put you through this screening, a questionnaire. Have you been checked for COVID? Have you been around anybody with COVID? You been nauseous, have sick symptoms, any of that, you know. Then they take you to these people that are in plexiglass booths. Everybody's wearing masks, some of them shields. Want to know what room you're going to? Only two people can be in a room. They put a sticker on you with what room you're going to, and off you go. And I'm telling you, it is just surreal. Everybody wearing mask on the patients that's being wheeled down the road. And through this, I had the opportunity to talk to quite a few nurses and doctors and just various people in elevators and whatever. And I was in an elevator full of, like, I don't know, it was 8 or 10 people. It looked like some of them were doctors, some obviously nurses. There'd be CNAs or whatever. But anyway, I told them, I said, you know, if y'all are ever in a real pandemic, somebody'd have to be sterilizing them buttons right there, wouldn't they, on the elevator? And they all just looked, and then one of them said, you know, that he's right. And I just pointed out to people the whole time, and I would take my mask off once I got in, and only had one nurse ever tell me that I had to put my mask back on. I talked to a surgeon. This guy was probably 70 years old. I was talking to him, and he had a mask on. And I didn't have a mask on. And he said, well, I would be concerned about you not wearing a mask, but I've already had the vaccine. And so I asked him, I was like, well, if you've already had a vaccine, then why are you wearing a mask? Are you afraid you're going to spread it, or are you afraid you're going to catch it? And he just didn't answer. And so I'm telling you, it is really, to see the entire, for the most part, I know there's people speaking out. I get that. We're going to talk about that here in a second. But to see the entire medical establishment go along with this, not question anything, even act offended if you question it, it's quite surreal. And all the computers in the hospital had the same screensaver, and the screensaver said getvaccinated.org
Every computer I saw said that. So it's just incredible. But you know, we are seeing, at least in the Western nations, global government at work here. And the reason for it is you're seeing all of these countries, America, Canada, France, Germany, Ungreat, Australia, and on, going along with this continued lockdown, you talk about the massive push to have you vaccinated. I saw on the news the other night where local colleges here in North Carolina were giving bonuses, giving free lunch, giving money, giving cuts to your tuition, all kind of special treatments if you'll just be vaccinated. Now, someone had sent me a video, and it was probably John or Chris, but it had it's a website, truthunmasked.org, and they had on there a lot of nurses that are talking about people having caught all kind of horrendous, I don't know, sicknesses or whatever, a bunch of a variety of things, from weird bruises from being around people that have been vaccinated. And these were nurses' testimony. It's truthunmasked.org. Now, it's not as streamlined of website as vaccinehoax.com, but it's got some good information on there from some nurses that have seen all kinds of very strange, I mean, it was almost jaw-drop mode strange, the side effects they're seeing people have that have not been vaccinated, that supposedly they have caught from the people that are vaccinated. And also at the hospital, I saw people out in parking lots. I mean, nobody around for 100 feet or longer, maybe 300 feet, a football player. But they're wearing masks. And I'm telling you, people, I've talked to some really supposed smart people in the last couple of weeks since I was on, and it blows my mind how they have succumbed to the propaganda, which is browbeating them over the head. I mean, it's everywhere. There was flyers up, get vaccinated, all kind of, I mean, the push, the local media, the entire local news shows are nothing but about getting vaccinated, the vaccine sites, commending the people that got vaccinated, celebrating the people that's been vaccinated. And hey, if you want to go get the vaccine, more power to you, whatever. But you know, people listen to this broadcast and listen to broadcasts like this on RBN, who's been doing, in my opinion, RBN's been doing a really good job on this subject. I mean, Naomi Wolf on BitChute, someone sent me this. I should have clipped it and played something from it today, but I just didn't do it. But I'm going to tell you about it. Naomi Wolf, why vaccine passports equal slavery. On BitChute, Naomi Wolf, why vaccine passports equal slavery. I mean, we are seeing, we are witness, we've got a front row seat right now and witnessing the gigantic step to eliminate our freedoms. And, you know, what's Biden saying? Biden's saying he's going to leave it up to the corporations if you have to have a vaccine passport. Well, that's green-lighting them. That's green-lighting them. Where Walmart's going to say, oh, no vaccine passports. You can't come in here. BB&T, Bank of America, Lowe's, all of the ones that we saw that have contributed to organizations like Black Lives Matter, they're going to be in lockstep. And, you know, we're moving toward, and then if we have whatever wave they're claiming is next, I personally think they're going to try to blame the non-vaccinated for whatever is going to be rolled out next and scapegoat the non-vaccinated to ramp up and get the people to accept, which we've already seen, and boy, I had a front row seat to it at the hospital, that the people are willing to embrace this. I mean, they're being propagandized and succumbing to the propaganda really with the ease, and then they'll use that to justify, we've got to have the vaccine passports to protect ourselves from these science deniers, from these vaccine deniers, which I know, you know, vaccine's not even the proper term. I understand all that, but be that as it may. But anyway, that is what we're facing. And I'm going to tell you, you know, and I really hate to even say this, but I'm just going to be honest with you. I have given a lot of thought about what has transpired in the last year, or you could just say six. Well, let's just say year since this whole thing started. And the inability of the people, the inability of by far the majority of the Christian churches, to be able to even question. I mean, I ask a lot of people at the hospital, healthcare workers, why would you take a vaccine where, and I'll say 98%, because when I say 99, or even 97, what have you, it all varies, but in this area where I live, by golly, it's 98% of the people that have supposedly contracted COVID-19 have survived. You know, it's the, like we've said 10,000 times on RBN, it's the older people, the people that's got issues that supposedly have died from this flu. And of course, we all know the numbers have been highly inflated, and we don't have to go over that. But why would anybody even create a vaccine for something that has this high of survival rate? And, you know, there's been a lot of highly renowned people in the in this field of virology or what have you that have come out and said, one, you don't vaccinate in the middle of a pandemic. And of course, you know, Sherry Tenpenny, we could go down the list of people that are citing concerns about the future after these people have been vaccinated. So, you know, it's really made me wonder a couple of things. One, do these people even deserve to be told the truth when they can't discern logically any of this? I mean, they won't even question it a little bit when, you know, obviously there is, I don't think you have to be a rocket scientist. I don't think you really have to be all that overly smart to look at this and say, hey, this doesn't make good sense here. Why would we shut down all these schools when, you know, there were 7 states that hadn't even had a death of anyone under 18? Why would we consider vaccinating babies? I saw a story. There's someone here in North Carolina that's been vaccinated, and they're selling breast milk for women to buy to feed to their babies so that they can drink the breast milk of someone vaccinated. I didn't even know that was legal. I'm not sure it is, but what the hell is people thinking? Well, I'm telling you, what it tells me is people, if the TV told them you needed to come down and buy a permit so that you have the right to walk around in the downtown, they would certainly do it, especially now that you can see that if the TV tells them that, you know, you can't have more than 2 or 3 people in your house, or you, Biden keeps telling us we can't celebrate on the 4th of July. Now, in this area that I live, not the hospital, but this area that I live, everybody's pretty much just said, you know, to heck with it all. even though you can walk right in Walmart and they'll say, you need to wear a mask, and you can just keep walking. They won't do anything. But I don't know. I guess I've kind of gave up on humanity in a sense, because when I started in 2012, and I'd started earlier than that, but that's when I came to RBN. I was on Liberty News Radio and an Accent Radio and got kicked around. But I really thought there was hope if you could show people, you know, truth that they couldn't refute. You know, did a whole lot of stuff in that time frame on Nikola Tesla, of course, 9/11, 7/7, JFK, RFK, you know, the routine Gulf of Tonkin, the USS Liberty, you know, history of AIDS. I mean, just on and on and on. And depleted uranium. I mean, you know, but, and some of that, I heard Alan mention it a week or two ago, you know, some of that sunk in for people. Some of that, you know, hopefully, whether it was me or someone else, these type of truths helped. But here, man, that out this time later, after all that we've seen and all that we've been through, and the people who saw this election, and the very same people, as I've said before on this broadcast, that would say the election was rigged, or the election was very, very questionable, the election didn't make sense. Then you ask them next, are you going to take the vaccine? Oh, yes, as soon as I can get it. I mean, what kind of mindset, what kind of logic do they have going in their brain? It doesn't compute for me. I don't know. I think we've bought the ticket because the news media has convinced these feeble-minded people to accept this BS, and that we're going to ugly place. They've got, you know, Biden in, and we see what what's going on there. I've got some other news I want to share. We may be a little later in the second hour before I get to the phones, but, you know, Joe Biden is considering offering asylum to climate refugees. Biden considers plan to invite climate migrants to the U.S. That would be anybody in the world. It's a Breitbart.com story. So, I mean, we're seeing, I've talked about it endlessly on this broadcast. If you go by recipe to wreck the nation and you follow the nation wrecking recipe, at the end of the line, you will have wrecked the nation. And everything that is coming down the pike, unfortunately, from this administration is not a recipe for a healthy, vibrant, self-sustaining, hardworking society in the future. In fact, here in this area, restaurants are closing in droves because people can make more money going unemployment. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Listen to the Alternative Media Affair in a moment.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher-certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Aaron in the studio doing it by phone, having some technical difficulties. I apologize for that. Also, I got an email from John. I believe this is the John that sends me the videos, too. You can check out the chat at to alternativemedia at tatango.com. I should be monitoring that, and I should be kicked in the rear for not promoting that more, which I've done a really poor job of. To alternativemedia at tatango.com, so I can keep an eye on that, and they'll tell me how, as well, you know, things are sounding. So the first part was pretty rough. But I wanted to let you know, here in this area, because people can make more money drawing unemployment than they can working, we're seeing steakhouses, barbecue restaurants, our local Bojangles, all closed. Taco Bell has a sign up that they'll actually give you a sign-in bonus, a cash sign-in bonus if you will take a job. I talked to the manager at one of the steakhouses, and he was telling me plenty of people come and apply because, you know, you got to apply to keep your benefits. But then when they call them and tell them they're hired and to come in, they just don't show up. And so they've quit serving lunch and are trying to hang on doing dinner. And K&W in the States was closed. I mean, it's just on and on and on. And this is the government completely destroying small business in so many different ways by offering more in unemployment than people make, so paying them to not work. So, I mean, when I go back to, you know, I have really begun to wonder – because as we just see things continue to worsen, even though, you know, there's great reporting and you guys know and I know, but as far as really affecting change to the current situation, you know, the pushback, I don't know. I guess, you know, I've had a much darker outlook and even wondering if the people of this country, for the most part, not you guys, but for the most part, don't deserve what they are going to soon be receiving, unfortunately, I'm afraid. Representative Brad Winstrup, Republican from Ohio, revealed that previously undisclosed information while criticizing FBI Director Christopher Wray during a hearing of the House Intelligence Committee last Thursday. Much to our shock that day, the FBI concluded that this case was a case of the attacker seeking suicide by cop. Now, this is the shooting of the GOP lawmakers when they were playing baseball. And the FBI has concluded that that was not a hate crime. It was not domestic terrorism. It was seeking suicide by cop. The guy just wanted to be killed, and he wanted to die, so he couldn't find any better place than to go shoot up the GOP members while playing baseball because he just wanted a cop to shoot him. So I've not seen that anywhere in the media. I'm telling you, you could not make this up. And then you contrast that by the supposed Capitol Hill riots and, you know, what has happened with Devin Chauvin. You could go back to Jacob Goodwin. I mean, we could go on and on. When we come back on, I'm going to run down just a little bit of news, then we will open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252. Back in a moment.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.